You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's racing on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:10pm with Stephen Powell, Ross Briley and Craig Forsyth in the studio. Real good Friday to look forward to as well. It's day one of the Hennessy meeting at Newbury, including the long distance hurdle, which is a grade two. And there's also a grade two novices chase on that card as well. We've also got racing on the Tapeter at Newcastle, the first of 2 days there. The second day being the Fighting Fifth meeting, jumping at Doncaster and more in the evening as well. Wolverhampton and Dundalk. So much, in fact, that I've run out of jingle. And joining me in the studio to look ahead to the action is Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
I'm very well indeed, Mark. Oh, blimey, isn't the racing starting to get hot, hot, hot? Oh, the Hennessy, the Fighting Fifth. Oh, it's fantastic stuff coming along, and some real good stuff over in Ireland as well. So, yeah, we definitely know we're in the heart of the National Hunt season, aren't we? And then, I don't want to say that four-letter word, but it's not fall before Xmas, is it?
Xmas.
Yeah. And then we've obviously got the King George and everything else that goes with it as well. So, yeah, it's happy days. Weather just intervened a little bit, didn't it? We've lost muscle today through frost. We've had an awful lot of rain that everybody was praying for. And maybe we've had a little bit too much now. But, yeah, we've now started to get some proper jumping ground as well. So everybody should be happy. All the ticks are in the boxes. Can't wait for the weekend.
Yeah, we'll look ahead to a couple of the big races at the weekend, just with regards to some of the news stories that are knocking about at the moment as well.
Oh, did you notice that news story?
Which news story?
New jockey to shake Hamdan Almaak too.
Yeah, Jim Crowley's got the job, yeah.
Interesting one, that, wasn't it?
He's gone for a champion jockey again, hasn't he?
He has, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't have thought, I don't know who I thought would get it, but I didn't think it'd be Jim Crowley.
You're not?
No.
I thought, we were talking about this in the office the other day, and I thought he might have been a good idea for who was going to take over.
Yeah, well, he's got the job, so well done to him. But now I ask you this question then, Mark.
Okay.
Will he be champion jockey again?
No.
Correct.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
You see when they take over at these powerful connections, they ride their horses, they get on better horses, but they don't ride as much. And
no, and the biggest problem is, and his agent, who was very bullish about making him champion jockey last year, he's going to have a much harder job now. Because he's not going to have such a free hand.
No.
They will dictate to him, and they only might dictate to him 10 minutes before declaration time that that's where he's going. And then he's got to try and pick up the pieces to build the rest of the rides around that. It's never an easy task.
No.
And as you say, I think he'll struggle again now, Jim Crowley, to be champion. But by the same thing, he has been champion, and he's more than likely thinking, well, actually, now I need to be riding Group 1 winners.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. In theory, he should get on better quality of horse. He's got a better retainer behind. He's got a retainer behind him now as well, which will make a financial difference as well. So you can see why people do it. It happened to Sylvester D'Souza. It happened to Paul Hannigan, didn't it?
In the past, and a number of others.
Yeah. So that's the news there with regards to the new number one jockey to shake Hamdan Almaak Toom.
That wasn't on the agenda, was it? Really?
Well, I was going to mention it in passing when we usually do this, and they say any other news, and then we talk about that and then move on.
Ah, right. I've never done this before. You see, so late in the day, that's what it is. Yeah.
Well, you know, I thought you've been on plenty of podcasts. You might have understood how it worked by now, but never mind.
No. I'm just easily confused.
Okay.
You know that.
Yeah. Me too. So
where are we?
This is going to go. Yeah. Let's get on with the look ahead to some of the weekend stuff. The Hennessy Gold Cup, big race at Newbury, of course. Native River heads the market at 5-1. Black Lion short on significantly in the market over the last few days. 10s into 7s for last year's RSA winner. Henri Paramorgan is 7-1, 8-1 on Tom Poor 2. Tom Scudamore talking up the chances of that runner, saying he's looking forward to riding him and Thistlecrack, of course, on Saturday. Vita de Rock is 8-1, Safir de Rhone 9s. Smad Place, last year's winner, is 10-1. It's 18-1 Theatre Guide and 20s Bar Those. A couple of things I want to mention here. We'll start with Safir de Rhone. Paul Nicholls has been pretty matter-of-fact about it, saying that it's time for Safir de Rhone to stop being a talking horse and actually do the business. He went out favourite for the race last year, Pimmy. £10 lower this time round. So in theory, he finished fifth off £10 higher. He should be somewhere thereabouts.
Yeah, he should definitely be there. I think what Paul Nicholls is trying to say, actually, Mark, he's got a man up now.
Yeah.
You know, the hype has gone long enough before him, and he actually hasn't quite delivered on occasions. Certainly the handicapper is relenting. He's given him a chance, and this is his golden opportunity, to be fair, to put himself as a proper racehorse. So it's 9-1, and if you want to take on board what Paul Nicholls has said, he's more than likely smashing each way value at the moment. So you definitely have him. He's a lot better value than he was this time last year. Obviously, Native Rinner and spin over hurdles won that convincingly from a yard that can do no wrong. So, you know, a worthy favourite, I should think. Black Lion, as you say, high-class performer last year, comes into the race with a big chance. And obviously, last year's winner, Smad Place. Whether he'll get such an easy lead this year remains to be seen. But he did love it out there in front last year. He was so spring-heeled at all his obstacles. He gains length throughout the race. And that certainly will hold him in good stead again. And the other one that I thought that could be interesting, and I think it's the Venetia Williams trained Hoban Dasabobo, who pulled up on his last
Which
run.
Which one?
Hoban Dasabobo. I think he'd been
Hoban Dasabobo.
That's the one, yeah. Yeah. I remember him well. I mean, he pulled up on his final outing last year. We haven't seen him for 233 days, but he had some good form in the book last year. He did go from strength to strength. He's more than likely going to have to race off a career high mark at the weekend. Actually, no, 1.58, and he's raced off 1.61 in the past. He is a high-class performer. He's having his seasonal debut of the year, but I wouldn't worry about that. Venetia Williams, the vivacious Venetia Williams, by the way, she's been waiting for the rain to come, and this lad could strip plenty fit enough and give you a good run for a bit of value for money.
He ran a huge race in this, in the Hennessy, in 2014. He finished second. Very big odds. He was 50-1 in the race and surprised a lot of people.
Yeah, so he might just come back to that some sort of form. He beat my many clouds, I think, on that occasion. So, he's certainly no back number.
Mm. One of the other big races on the Saturday is the Fighting Fifth Hurdle, and in recent years it hasn't always been the strongest.
That's not on the old weather at Newcastle, though, is it?
That's not, no.
They've kept a bit of grass there, then.
just a one strip of grass for the hurdle.
For the Fighting Fifth. Good.
Sorrel 2-1, 11-4, Apples Jade, Petit Mouchoir is 11-4, 4-1, Irving, 16-10, Cyclone, and Mersal is the 40-1 outside. You've got a previous winner in there in the shape of Irving. You've got Apples Jade, who was mightily impressive last year at Aintree, but disappointed on first start for Gordon Elliott. So Ryle's been very impressive in his two starts so far this season. And the other Jigginstown runner, Petit Mouchoir, who's trained by Henry de Bromhead, who won this race last year with Identity Thief. So you've got three or four in there that are real high-quality animals.
Yeah, you've got the same combination of Henry de Bromhead and Barry Cooper. Or even Brian Cooper, or is it Tommy? Can't just remember. BJ, anyway, on Petit Mouchoir. And he'd been running really well of late without quite getting there. But So Royal is the one that has taken the eye on both occasions this year. I think last time out at Wincanton, he just absolutely travelled like a dream and was left well clear in the end on that occasion. But he was travelling far better than the horse that departed. And again, he's different gravy for me. I think he's going to be a real, real champion hurdle prospect this year. And his debut success was really strong as well. That was at Cheltenham when, again, he travelled supremely well. Quick and clear, very, very impressive on his debut. This could be a very, very much improved individual. He's going to be hard to beat for me.
Right, so Ryle, hard to beat then in the Fighting Fifth Hurdle. At this point, Pim, I'd normally say anything else on your mind, any other news, but we talked about some of the other news.
Everything that's been on my mind, we spoke about.
Right, well, I'll leave that
because
there.
Because if we talk any more, the poor listener's going to be asleep.
Right, well, let's move on then. Let's keep them awake. Let's get your selections at Newbury on Friday. We're going to look at four races there, and we'll get Pimmy's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
The first race we look at on the Friday is the 1:35 at Newbury. This is the Fuller's London Pride Novices Chase, a Grade 2 contest. It was the Berkshire Novices Chase. It's over almost 2.5 miles, so we've got five of them in the lineup here. Pimmy, some interesting runners in there as well. What are your thoughts in that race?
Yeah, well, my first thoughts is I bet you've enjoyed a few pints of the old Fuller's London Pride, haven't you?
Yeah, hey? It's my favourite race, this.
Is it really? It would be, yeah. Yeah. It is. It's an interesting race, that's for sure. And the two French horses here, Clan Desabots and Protect Des Flots.
Yeah.
Is that about right?
About right.
Pretty good. Both French breds, both 4-year-olds, both with high profile trainers in the shape of Paul Nicholls and Nicky Henderson. I think these 2 4-year-olds are going to fight this race out. Listen, it's no easy task either for them because Vergello's very interesting. I know he pulled up last time out, but prior to that, he was in cracking form. One track mind run a cracker when we last saw him at Punchestown from a yard that's very much in form at this moment in time. And to be fair, our Kempfer was the only challenger that Big Bad John had here at Newbury last time out, and he finished second, and again was have a little bit to find tomorrow. But I think the two French horses are possibly the ones to be on board. Both have high class profiles already, and I'm going to take a chance with the Nicky Henderson trained Protect the Flow, and hopefully the market will speak volumes for him having his racecourse debut in the UK.
Okay, Protect the Flow, then the selection for Nicky Henderson, a trainer who has run won this pay. a trainer who has.
You have me drunking. I have been drinking. Oh, that Fuller's London Pride, have you all?
Yeah, it seems to be the case, doesn't it? Nicky Henderson has won this race on a few occasions in the past, with Bobsworth in 2011, Punchers Towns in 2009, and the Market Man in 2008.
Yeah, but he's got a great record. I mean, Coney Gree won in 2014, Three Musketeers, who we see a little bit later on in the card.
Yeah,
he won it last year. So it's a good race to win, that is for sure. You need to be a high-class individual. And Dinas, oh, blimey, Bobsworth. Oh, it gets even better.
Yeah, it's a race with a rich history, the 135 at Newbury. And this year's renewal, Pimmy thinks we'll go to Protect the Flow. Moving on to the 210 at Newbury next. This is the long-distance hurdle, a grade 2 over 3 miles. We've got 9 of them to go to post for this year's renewal. You mentioned a rich history. The previous winners of this race, Pimmy: Thistlecrack last year, Celestial Halo a couple of years ago, Big Bucks won it on several occasions, English Driver, a world hurdle winner, Barracuda, of course, a great world hurdle winner as well. So, again, a rich history in the long distance hurdle. This year's renewal, Ballyoptic heads the market at 7-4 at the time of recording this. Rev de Civilis 6-1, 13-2, you know what I mean, Harry. Menorah 7-1, the Romford Pele 7-1 as well. 8s for Snow Falcon, 14s bar those. Pretty short price favourite, really, consideration to the rest. Ballyoptic 7-4, Pimmy, rightfully so.
Yeah, I think it, you know, he does deserve to be favourite. Whether he should take such a big chunk out of the market remains to be seen, to be fair. Again, he was rallying and staying on last time out when he stumbled and came down at last at Wetherby. To be fair, you know, he was running plenty well enough, looked like he was going to make a winning reappearance, and you can forgive him that, to be fair. It was a little glitch, but providing that hasn't sort of left any scars, then hopefully Ballyoptic will be sent off favourite and will have certainly a sporting chance. Our very own Andrew Mount's got a share in Reva de Silva. He's an 11-year-old, still in good form. They took him to France last time out in one of their top-class hurdle races. Didn't quite work out from that occasion, but he still is a high-profile horse with an official rating of 160. You've got Snow Falcon, that's done no wrong for Noel Mead lately. You've got... You know what I mean, Harry, from the Harry Fry Yard, who's been in great form all last year. Again, has a little bit to find on official ratings, but wouldn't leave him out the equation. Old Minerus turning up, the 11-year-old. He's certainly going to be a player as well. And the other horse that I thought could be interesting was right at the bottom, the Romford Pele, whose Rebecca Curtis Yard has made a remarkable return to form this year, having been absolutely dreadful last year. Whatever virus, bug, germs, diseases they had, seem to have gone, and the horses are running an awful lot better. So Ballyoptic, as our prices tell us now, 7-4, I think he's a little bit too short, and I'm going to take a little chance each way with the Romford Pele.
Romford Pele each way then for Pimmy in the long distance hurdle, 7-1 at the time of recording this in the betting. Moving on to the 2:45 at Newbury next. This is an open handicap chase over 2.5 miles. We've got 9 of them set to go to post for this one, Pimmy. Market headed by 3 Musketeers at the time of recording this at 5-2. San Benedito 5-1, 11-2 10 and Ivanay, 11-2 also Stiletto, 8-1 Double Shuffle and Airlight Supreme, 12's Red Spinner and Roman Flight, and Splash of Ginge also 12-1. 3 Musketeers, Pimmy, was a winner on this corresponding card last year, made his reappearance at Aintree when finishing 6th of 7 in the Old Roan Chase at Aintree. So we'd need to step up on that, really, wouldn't he?
Well, he... I think this is an easier option for him to start with. Yeah. You know what I mean? And again, as you say, he won the London Pride Novices Chase last year. He's obviously a high-profile individual. He's got some good form in the book. I didn't think he ran too bad 33 days ago. Whether he's gone forward from that success a year ago remains to be seen, but he's in good hands and he definitely makes plenty of appeal despite him being being favourite there, Three Musketeers. Of the others, I thought Stiletto was interesting coming back off a 218-day absence, but again, his form was pretty solid last year. San Benito is an interesting one as well. He ran well enough in defeat last time out when he was behind Master D at Ascot. That was over 2 mile 3. Similar trip tomorrow. And Splash of Ginge, who for me possibly hasn't gone forward as of late, could be another interesting one who always seems to run his race. So, trappy little handicap. Good prize on offer. Just over 31 grand. I'm going to stick with the Fav. Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers then for Pimmy in the 2:45, and the final race we look at is the 3:20 at Newbury. This is a Potemps Network Handicap Hurdle Series qualifier. We've got 10 of them set to go to post here, Pimmy. Interesting in what you think of Behind Time, who was a winner in a conditional jockey's handicap hurdle at Cheltenham at the Open meeting. A pretty decent performance there on his seasonal reappearance. Is he the type that you think can keep improving from that now?
Well, this will be short tomorrow, buddy. This will be short because he's racing £13 better off in tomorrow. The handicapper took a dim view of that easy success at Cheltenham, put him up £13. He might actually, in the light of tomorrow's races, he might have actually been a bit lenient with him. He absolutely dotted up last time out. Ran a bit green as well. Can only improve from that. Solomon Grundy takes him on again tomorrow. But to be fair, I think he'll find it difficult to get past this Behind Time, to be honest. He looks a little bit a class above the rest at this moment in time. Seems to have the race at his mercy because, again, obviously, if he can't win off 13 miles lower, then the handicappers may be overdone him as well. So it's an interesting race. I think he'll be very short. And again, he's the one they've all got to beat simply because he was so impressive last time out and he's still racing off his old mark of 115. Very competitive, as you can imagine. El Bandito has been doing it all before him of late. He's got some really good form in the book. And I thought Kellen Grove, again, another John Joe Neal runner on the day, ran well enough in defeat with Aidan Coleman taking the mount there. And Nautical Nitwit, who was brought down last time out, makes the long journey from Catterick down to Newbury. And Brian Hughes, cor blimey, talk about somebody being hot. He's on fire.
He is.
Having an absolutely stunning time of it. And at long last, from the north of England, there is a little bit of a shining light going down to the south. And he is it, Brian Hughes. Fantastic form. Let's hope his good run can continue with Nautical Nitwit. I should imagine he'll be a working man's price, is he? Nautical Nitwit. You'd imagine so, wouldn't you?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Yeah.
More than likely, if you wanted to take a slant with the glowing beacon from the north in Brian Hughes, that could be the one each way. But truly, Behind Time, put me behind bars if that doesn't win.
Right, we'll hold you to that for me. Behind Time, yeah, won off 115 at Cheltenham in November and well, a couple of weeks ago, and is racing off 115 here. You say due to go up £13 in the future?
Due to go £13 yeah. in the future, yeah. Racing yeah. off a mark of 128.
Good. Well, superb, Pimmy. Let's have a little bit of a summary before you go, if you wouldn't mind just spinning us through your selections.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to tomorrow afternoon. I'll not sleep tonight thinking about it. But anyway, here we go. In the opening race at Newbury, we're going to take a chance with Protect the Flow for Nicky Henderson and Barry Garrity, the French bred, having his debut run in the UK. In the long distance hurdle, going each way for the Romford Pele for Rebecca Curtis and Jonathan Moore. The handicap chase with a post time of 2:45 going for Three Musketeers. And in the 3:20 in Newbury, the Potemps Network at Series Qualifier, the Knap Behind Time.
Behind Time then, strong selection for Pimmy there, and that's his four selections for Friday. You'll hear all of the action on William Hill Racing Radio. 12:10 PM is the start time. Stephen Powell, Ross Brierley, Craig Forsyth, the team in the studio, Newbury, Newcastle and Doncaster in the afternoon, Wolverhampton and Dundalk in the evening. Do tune in for that, and thank you very much, Pimmy.
My pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.